this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pete Banaszak from the Oakland Raiders. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We're back. Randy Harris, I'm back from a cool place. Colorado is amazing. Denver, Vail, cold, freezing, snowing, winter wonderland, if you will. And as we're driving from Denver through the mountains to Salt Lake City, I needed a rest. I couldn't drive anymore. I was physically tired. I was mentally tired. So which kid drove? So my daughter stood up on my lap and she steered.
While you slept.
But we ended up passing a place called Grand Junction, Colorado, over the Great Divide. And there was really nothing on the highway.
Is this a quick story?
Yeah, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. But we saw to the left, south, because I'm a big Jeep guy. You know, I go to the Jeep and events on the beach, and I go to Jeep and events at the parking lots, and I'm a wheeler. That's what they call us. I knew that the Moab, Utah, was famous or infamous for outdoors, trails, Jeep experience, kind of like that rugged desert experience. But I didn't really know what Moab was, I'll be honest. But I saw that it was close off the highway. It was only 20 miles or so from I-70. Drove down, got a hotel, and the guy checking in said, "Hey, you're here for the arches." And I said, What's an arch? He said, "The arches is why everybody comes here." And I was like, "No, everybody comes here for the Jeeping." He's like, "No." He's like, "Everybody comes here for the arches." And I looked up.
McDonald's?
Yeah, I thought double arches. But it's rock formations that are caused by rivers, and they create these archways, and they're all stone. And it's a state park. And he goes, 6 minutes away. So I was like, okay. So I woke up in the morning, took my family, paid that park fee, went up in the park, right? And it was unbelievable. I mean, it was one of those things where, like, I didn't know I needed to know about the arches. I didn't know I needed to know about Moab. It was just an unexpected, experience that was like unexpected. So, out of your travels,
kind of like Wedding Vail,
kind of. But out of your travels, like, what's the most like surprised event or discovery you've ever had on a trip, or like something you didn't even know existed, and then when you found out, you're like, "How did I not know this?"
Well, obviously, one is Wedding Vail. You know, when we went to Salt Lake City for the UFC, it was stunning. It was awesome. You know, we drove by it at the top where we were freezing from the water, from the waterfall. And then when we drove down and around and down by the base of it, it wasn't freezing. You know, we stood in it. We took pictures. That was stunning. I did the double-decker bus tour in one of the greatest cities on the planet, Philadelphia. And I didn't know there was a prison in downtown Philly.
Okay.
Al Capone was in that prison.
Oh, wow.
And so his cell was still there, which, again, was kind of cool. You know, everything that I did in Rio was cool. You know, I didn't expect any of that. You know, I did what locals do, not tourists do.
Uh-huh.
I do regret, of all the travel that I did, I don't go out. I don't explore. I don't go see. You know, my thing is go, get back, and head home.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to Boston for 8 hours.
Sure. Just for the Army Navy game.
You know, I was talking to Jay Retcher, who is broadcasting from outside Foxborough, Gillette Stadium. We leave Friday night. We land at 2 in the morning. We'll be at the stadium by 7, and then we'll stay at the stadium till about 8 or 9, and then go to the hotel and then fly home.
Now, what's West Point? What branch is West Point?
I believe that's Army.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I saw like a meme, like Navy was talking trash and said, you know how dumb the Army are that they've named West Point, but it's on the East Coast? I saw some kind of trash talking before the game or ahead of the game.
Well, I mean, you know, that goes everywhere.
What's that?
No, I'm saying, all of those jokes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, an Army and a Navy go into the bathroom. Navy dude goes to take a tinkle, and he starts to walk out. The Army guy says, in the Army, they teach us to wash our hands after we tinkle. And the Navy guy says, in the Navy, they teach us not to tinkle on our hands. Just saying.
Makes sense.
You know, on and on and on and on. But that's why I don't even call it the Army-Navy game. It's the Navy-Army game.
Okay.
I just told,
first.
Yeah, of course. But I'm really looking forward to this. Honestly, this is a bucket list, being a veteran. You know, they march on the field. I mean, we're on the field until we freeze.
So do you have extra tickets for this event?
I don't think there are tickets.
Because I could fly up.
I don't think there are tickets.
Put me on the list.
I don't think there are tickets.
It's like Santa, right? It's like Christmas time. Put me on the list, Santa.
You're on the list. Don't worry. I'm not sure you're looking forward
the
to.
The blacklist?
Yeah. So this will be cool. I wish it wasn't at Gillette Stadium. I wish it was, you know, in Philly or, you know, where it's always been, you know, in Baltimore. But I'm not going long enough to enjoy anything. Now, granted, I lived there, so I don't need to go. I'm going to take him to a few things. Maybe get to Faneuil Hall before it closes on Saturday. Wicked Good Cupcakes is probably still there.
No, it's gone. It's closed.
Is it?
It's gone permanently. I was there.
The cart?
I was there 2 years ago. I looked for it. I was in Faneuil Hall, right? That the that was called
Faneuil Hall.
Well, they have a.
I'm going to take Steve to, you know, the church, and he can yell, you know, the British are coming, the British are coming. He can look for the three lanterns, you know, whatever he needs to do. You know, go to Breed's Hill.
Throw some tea in them, the ocean.
Yeah.
Nice.
We have a picture of my wife throwing the tea.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
But like, when you're in Vegas, you have a little bit more time.
A lot of time.
I discovered something I didn't know. I was talking about how great Moab was, and I was, like, so excited about the rock formations. And all the people that are local, like, dude, that's nothing. Like, go to Lake Powell. I'm like, what? Like, it's the same thing, except it's a lake, and you rent a houseboat, and then each time you pull the houseboat in, you have your own cubby hole of, like, your own rock formation.
Yeah, whatever.
So we should do a knockout radio excursion.
I doubt it.
Where we can let fans and people can come along. We can give away tickets. We rent a houseboat for a week, and then we take, you know, some of, like, our top fans, top five fans, go on like a amazing experience.
So I know that our fan list continues to grow thanks to Steve. So if we're going to do top five, really you're saying three people.
Why?
Well, because nobody's going to leapfrog Shane Grossman or Eric in Denver.
Well, yeah, they got to go.
Yeah, well, I'm saying. So if you're saying
I feel five, bad. I didn't even see Eric while I was in Denver.
Well, Eric said he didn't want to see you.
That's not true.
Well, we spoke.
That's not true.
He was too busy getting lost walking from the stadium back to his apartment.
He was probably cutting off mufflers. He didn't have time to, like, see me.
That's still one of the greatest stories.
But I was like, I felt bad, but I just didn't have time to see him like this.
You didn't have time to go to Wedding Vale.
I didn't.
And that's...
Well, it was Wedding Vale or Park City, right? And I had the kids. Park City was snowing all morning.
Well, I'm sure it was snowing at Wedding Vale.
We got the gondola. No, because it wasn't snowing in Salt Lake City. So in city, it was all rain. Once you got up to Park City, it was all snow. So we got all morning, it snowed, like a winter wonderland. Downtown, took the gondola up, walked around, kids made snowman in the snow. I don't know why they only call it snowman. There's no snow
racist?
Women. No, it's just like not...
Sexist?
I guess so. Snow woman? Snow person?
Snow person. Come on in, guys. You know, I told you that he stopped saying that on Survivor. He used to always say, come on in, guys. So when this whole crap went down, he said it. He goes, did anybody have a problem? And the next day, somebody said, yeah, I do.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I want to go on an event with somebody that has a problem with the blanket statement of, come on in, guys.
Yeah. It's getting wild out there. But no, like, it was that or Park City. And obviously, you know, with the history and the Olympics being there, it was a cool town.
What's next for BKFC, since you're the in the know?
Oh, so they have the... Prospect Series in Miami on Saturday. So they've got that coming up this weekend. The next fight is not till February 2nd. So
it's a long
way. Yeah, it's a long way over.
What's Dave going to do?
Well, they've been doing international events. So they did Bulgaria. You know, they're opening up South Africa. So even though they're not doing as many domestic, you know, in this quarter events, they're still putting on events around the world, Thailand and other places. So. They're staying busy for sure.
As well they should. Next week, we'll broadcast the G-Man, Ron Gerard, is going to sit in for Jimmy Denning, who I think they're on a cruise.
Nice.
Rebel. And then you're going to be somewhere in some undisclosed bunker.
I might come with you. I'm unemployed. You might need security. I'm like Mike Perry talked about. You got to have an entourage. And I got a security belly. I got that. What do you call it? The strongman tummy or...
I don't know what you're talking about, or I don't care either.
strong belly or whatever, belly strong.
One of my favorite eight-man strong shirts you're wearing, by the way.
Oh, yeah, the underdog
shirt. We are underdogs.
But, I'm ready for the security role. Definitely got the body for it now.
More importantly, the new eight-man strong shirt, the Santa shirt.
Can't wait.
Santa, dressed as Santa, lifting weights.
I might need a 2XL for that one because I'm in my off season. I got my Vulcan belly on.
I don't know what any of that
but means. But if I have a fight coming up, I need to know in advance so I can start my weight cut.
Well, if I feel like putting it together, I will.
Let's do it. Let's go.
I'll feel really bad when you lose.
Who's going to lose? I'm not losing.
Neither is he.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, you don't know that you're going to.
Maybe it's going to be a split decision or a majority draw.
Well, a split decision would somebody would lose, moron.
Oh, yeah.
is Knockout Radio, one semi-intelligent and one moron, coming to you live from Cool Breeze AC Broadcast Facility.
I want a rematch.
Eight-man strong, staff song,
run it back.
Energy drink, and Bio Accelerator are our sponsors. Another bad dude rejoins the program. It's been a while. When we return.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Justin Leonard from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA Bobbleheads from MMABobblehead.com.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
What's up, Tampa, Florida? What's up, Clearwater, Florida? This is Scott Yeager of the Challenge Mania podcast. And if you're a fan of MTV's The Challenge, just like me, or CBS's Big Brother, we have an awesome event for you on Saturday, January 27th, to get you ready for WWE's Royal Rumble later that night. Myself and the godfather of MTV, Mark Long, are hosting a Royal Rager party at Mugs in Clearwater from 1 to 4 p.m. right by Tropicana Stadium where the Royal Rumble is taking place. We'll be joined by Alyssa Snyder, Alyssa Lopez, Hunter Barfield, Paulie Calafiore, Sam McGinn, the Nolan Twins, and more cast members from reality TV. Come and hang out with us. Come and hang out with the Challenge Mania gang. Meet the cast members. Party like it's MTV Spring Break. It all goes down from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, January 27th at Mugs in Clearwater. Trust us, you'll have more than enough time to make it over to the stadium for the Royal Rumble, because that's where we're going to. Tickets are available now at ChallengeMania.com. Live.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is David Bell from the Phillies, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back at Cool Breeze AC Broadcast Facility, brought to you by 8-Man Strong Staff Zone. Knocked up.
Whoa.
Bucked up energy drink.
Knocked up radio.
Bioaccelerator. No, I'm looking at you as you're...
Don't look at me and think about knocked up.
You're acting like something is going on or whatever.
I'm just saying.
All right.
The irony of someone getting pregnant on a pull-out couch.
All right. So the 8-Man Strong commercial says if you have the passion for greatness, our next guest does.
Okay.
I know he has an announcement. I know he made it a couple days ago. But we're going to get the update. We're going to get the information. Good friend of the program, and more importantly, a good friend of mine, Yuli Diaz. Yuli, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How you doing, Randy?
Things are good here. How's life down in South Florida? How's the married life going?
Man, life is amazing. Married life is great. I got my wife is amazing. She's a great person. God has blessed me with her. Hey, did I hear you say knocked up energy drink down there?
Yeah. Why do you need some?
No, thanks. I got enough of that.
Exactly. Now, I did reach out to the wife and wish her a happy birthday on our mutual birth date. I hope you guys celebrated properly.
Oh, we had an amazing time. Happy birthday to you as well, Randy. And yeah, we had a great time. We were on a cruise for a few days.
Very cool. Getting away before your big announcement, is that what it was?
That's right. Getting away from before I come back and make the big announcement. And for those that don't know, I signed a 3-fight deal with BYB. I'll be fighting bare knuckle under the BYB Extreme flag. And I'm very looking forward to it. I'm very excited about this new venture. The gentlemen who run that company are great guys, stand-up guys, and easy to do business with.
Give us the reason, and again, sometimes you can say things and you can't say things, but when you're friends, you can ask them direct and to the point. You walked away, you retired from the sport. What was the reasoning? Was it being away, that you missed it? Is it the competition? Why?
You know what, Randy, as a fighter, man, I'm very competitive. And I feel like I feel healthy. I feel great. I feel like I have another, couple fights left in me. BYB came to me with a great offer, and like I said, they're stand-up guys, they're men of their word. So, I said, let's do it. We signed on the dotted line, and January 18th, man, we're back in the trigon now.
And I was going to bring that up. A fighter's fight, whether it's on the street, whether it's in a ring, whether it's in a cage, the trigon's a little different. Is that something that you're going to have to get used to, or are you going to have to go, train in a trigon just to get used to it, or... When it's time, and it doesn't matter what the diagram is on where you're going to fight.
These guys, the owners of BYB and the guys behind BYB have been friends of mine for a long time. So I've been able to use the Trigon for the last few years. They have their storage facility. It's like a big gym. So I've gone in there. I've done some sparring in there. I've done a lot of workouts in there. So I'm used to it. I'm ready to go. And everybody and anybody that's seen me fight knows my style. They know I like to get in there. I don't really bounce around, and I don't avoid the fight. I get in there. I like to call it Mexican style fighter, where I'm toe to toe, and the trigon's perfect for me, because if you get in that corner, it's over for you.
Yeah, for sure. And as you're training, if you've had the opportunity, you just said you did, to train in the trigon. Not only have you trained how to get in it, have you trained how to get out of it?
Absolutely, yeah. I myself during training and during sparrings have gotten myself into a corner, and I've been practicing how to get out of it if I do find myself in that situation, and I can show you guys better than I can tell you. And January 18th is my debut with BYB at the Charles F. Dodge City Center here in Pembroke Pines, and I'm excited to put on a show here, basically in my backyard.
Now, when you give us the offer of you can show us how to get out of the trigon, if you're just going to show us nonchalantly, I'm not interested. But if you're going to show me full force with Matt in the corner, and you're going to show me how you would get out and, box his face off, then, yeah, maybe we'll drive down for a little training session.
Hey, we'll get that car started. Start driving down. I'll show you guys.
So Yuli, look, obviously I'll take that sparring opportunity with you. I mean, it'd be an honor to share an octagon, a trigon, any gon with you.
Anything is an honor for Matt. So Ben Saunders, do you know Ben Saunders, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
great
so
fighter.
Ben Saunders came to town, and he choked Matt unconscious. And instead of being pissed like most of us would, he told Ben, hey, it was an honor to get choked out by you.
Absolutely.
So he will think it's an honor for you to kick his ass. So
no question.
Just so you know.
And well, the reason
you know
why...
You know why he woke up and said it was an honor? Because a few of his brain cells went away after that choking out.
For sure.
Yeah, but it would be an honor not because I want to get beat up by Yuli Diaz, the monster. It would be an honor because of the work you do social media-wise about mentoring, sharing your life story, things you did and messed up in your youth, and how you're changing so many lives for the better. And so for that reason and many more, I would be an honor to spar with you.
And if if you promise that you're going to box his face off, I will even sit in the car for 4 hours to watch it.
You know, I'll box his face off, then we'll go feed the homeless or something.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm down with it.
So charity work, go speak to some kids, you know. But thank you for that, Matt. Yeah, man, I come from a troubled youth background, so any chance I get to be able to speak to troubled youth and tell them that, you know, the direction they're heading or what they think is cool is actually not, you know, and they'll figure that out once they grow up. But hopefully, you know, I could be a vessel to tell them to change the direction. That's always, you know, something that touches my heart, man, something that I take personal. So I like to help out whenever I can when it comes to those situations.
The importance of what you just said, and Matt, I know you're doing it at the school up there in North Tampa as well, is the problem is they'll figure it out when it's too late, you know, when they
That's
become
right.
an adult, and now it's too late. So what you're doing, the mentoring that Matt's doing, and a lot of other people are doing as well, it's important to get it before it's too late.
Absolutely, and I myself, from a personal experience, didn't find out until it was too late. So that's why when I go speak to these kids, I can talk from a place of experience, and you know, that's why I feel it resonates with them, because once they see me walk in, and you know, I'm a professional fighter, I have the tattoos, I have the hair, I have the gold teeth, they're like, yo, you know, what is this guy? And once I speak about my experiences, they could, you know, they feel it, they know that I'm not just making up a story, I'm telling them something that I actually went through.
Let me ask you this, as we were, you know, clowning around, but being honest, talking about training and getting back into it and getting back into, you know, any form of combat sports, what does the wife have to do and to train? You know, I've been with her a couple times at your fights, and, you know, she's screaming, she's hollering, she's in your corner, but is it something that she has to prepare herself for as well?
You know what, it's hard to prepare for, you know, because, you know, I have 30 professional fights under my belt. She's been around for almost half of them. And, you know, as a family member, whether it's her, my mom, or, you know, anybody, my in-laws, anybody that comes see me, they're never prepared for a fight. And especially when it comes to bare knuckle, you know, you never know how that goes. And even in bare knuckle, even if you get a jab or just grazed with a punch, it's potentially going to open up a cut and there's going to be blood everywhere. So honestly, as ready as you think you could get for this, to watch it, you're never ready until it happens.
I thought I was ready for your fight, and then she grabbed one arm, and your mom grabbed my other arm, and I'm like, I guess That's I'm right. not ready either.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, I guess it's no Randy.
For sure.
So Yuli, a trend that we see in the UFC and other promotions are fighters are now creating their own walkout songs. I know DJ Tony runs all the bare knuckle. He used to be with BYB. Are you doing your own walkout song? Do you have your own theme song, or have you ever thought about creating or producing your own?
Absolutely not. I'll leave that to those guys with the karaoke and stuff. I like to play my old school jams, my Tupac, my Pitbulls, my Trick Daddies, and something that I actually use to work out that hypes me up. And I like to go with something that I know. I don't like to. I'm not a rapper. I'm not a singer. I'm a fighter.
Let's talk about the next three fights. You said you just signed a new deal with BYB. What is the ultimate goal? Obviously, it's to go 3-0. I understand that. Is it to fight your way to a belt? Is it just to have three competitive fights and do great in the Trigon? What is it?
Well, what I have in mind, and I don't like looking past the, you know, the guy I have in front of me for my first fight. So, but you know, looking into the future, what I have in mind is, you know, I come from a bare knuckle background. I already have five professional bare knuckle fights. I'm looking to win my first two fights, and then the third one, I'd like to, you know, fight whoever has the belt. And you know, in BYB, they have the Police Gazette belt. I it'd be an honor to have that wrapped around my waist, man, and then I can really think about maybe retiring from fighting.
Do you know who you're fighting in January?
In January, I'm fighting a guy. He has a Muslim name. His name is Mumai Ali, if I'm not mistaken. I think he has one bare knuckle fight. He's fought with in BYB before. Honestly, he has nothing for me. You know what I mean? He's gonna see who the monster is once I get in that ring, and it should be a short night for him.
Cool. Well, we're looking forward to that. Before we let you go, what's the Christmas plans? What's on the Christmas list for the family?
Man, you know, I got my 10-year-old son and my 11-year-old nephew, and they have a long list. So Santa Claus is going to be busy with them. As for us, the adults, you know, and the kids, I'm planning to probably go visit my in-laws up in Ohio, see some snow for the winter, and then get back and keep that training going, you know, and just get ready to like I said, to knock this guy into outer space.
Switching gears just for a second, only because we're friends. Normally, I wouldn't bring up, you know, family and wives. How is she doing? And is she getting back in the squirt circle as well?
She's doing amazing. She's staying in tip top shape, and you know, there's a lot of talks on the table right now. There's nothing set, so I can't really say anything. But you know, you'll be one of the first guys I call when the news drops, so we could get her on the air with you.
And for those that don't know, most do. Somehow, Yuli got married to one of the prettiest and most awesome people I've ever met. Stage name Dana Brooke. So I'm looking forward to seeing her again at some point, whether it's in a wrestling ring or just at your fight. So
I'm trying to figure out if she fell in love with me too, Randy. I don't know, but you know, thank God for that.
Well, you know, and I say the same thing about my wife. You know, I told my parents once, we were talking, and I said, I married up, and they got mad at me. And, you know, but I did. I mean, what my wife, I don't know. She must have been drunk at the time, and she doesn't drink or something. But, you know, 40 years later, you know, still going strong. So, always, Yuli, great to hear from you. Say hi to the family for me, and hopefully we can make the drive down. If it's not to watch you box Matt's face off, for us to watch you box your opponent's face off in January.
Absolutely. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Randy. I truly appreciate the opportunity. You guys always give me a platform to be able to, you know, open up and let the people know what I got going on. So thank you for that.
You are the best. I know we have your address, another care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as some drinks from Bucked Up Energy or Knocked Up Energy, you know, whichever one, you know, we can get together and get sent to you.
That's right. Hey, thank you guys, man. Have a great day.
You as well. Yuli Diaz, good dude. Awesome. I mean, you know, it's just the best. I had the opportunity to meet him when we, I don't even think you went down on that trip, did you? When we broadcasted live from the open workouts?
I did not.
I don't think it was just Steve and I. You were lazy or pretending to make pizza or whatever you were doing.
I was technically a business owner and I had obligations, but now I'm obligation free. I have nothing to do except.
What's the biggest obligation you had that you blew off?
Today?
Other than the restaurant. No, in general.
Oh, in general?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Those parenting
things.
There's
so many. Yeah. Parenting day. Oh, my God. That's the best. That is absolutely the best. All right. We're at the bottom of the hour. I want to thank Yuli Diaz for phoning in. Big stuff for him. Big stuff for Dana. I never know whether it's Dana Brooke, whether it's Hulk Hogan, whatever. What name do you use? Do you use the real name? Do you use the show name?
I think it depends on how close you are in relationship. I think it's because when I first met Terry, like I only called him Hulk out of respect because I didn't know him like Terry. Until he introduced himself as Terry, it wasn't okay for me to call him Terry, at least in my opinion.
But is it something that they would like? I'm pretty close to Dana, Ashley, you know, but I still remember vividly when I was doing some things with Big Black.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Christopher. And I've told this story before, and I know we needed to break, but I'll tell the story real quick. So we're doing the charity event with Rascal Flatts and Kevin Carter, and I invite Big Black to come to the event. And so he lands, they pick him up, we're at the hotel, it's the Hilton, Hyatt, whatever, that's right across from the arena, right by the Hall of Fame. Well, he's walking through the lobby. I didn't think. I thought, what's best? Hey, Christopher. And then he said, if I ever do it again, he'll kill me.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you call him Big Black
across the room, screaming, "Big Black!" I'm like,
and now you're offending,
right?
Like everybody looks at you like, no.
You know. So I never know, and that's why I kept saying the wife, the wife, right. The wife. I mean, do I say Ashley? Do I say Dana? If she goes somewhere else, she probably won't even be Dana, right?
Right. I mean, who owns the rights to the name?
I would assume
contractually.
Even Dean Ambrose had to change his name. Brian, whatever his name is, Daniel Bryan. His real name is Bryan Danielson. So they switched it in the WWE. Right. So when he went to AEW, he became the other, whatever his real name is.
No, I mean, it's all contractual, so you never know.
And I want to be contractually right. When we come back, I'm going to talk about one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life happen Saturday night. With all those good events going on, I watched another one as well.
Oh, I know what it is.
And we're going to talk about it. It was heartbreaking. Oh. It was heartbreaking.
The old kiss of death.
It was the kiss of death. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Bucked Up Energy Drink, 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be back. Come from the cities and they
come from the smaller towns. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is BJ Upton from the Tampa Bay Raiders. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
That is the Hammer line. No, because when we were at the Super Bowl in Miami, I took a photo with them, and I had a white suit on because I went with the whole Miami Vice Don Johnson vibe.
And red shoes and red hair, but go ahead.
And then, so when I took the photo, I said, he did like the peace symbol, and I'm like, hey man, you didn't get Cheeto dust on my suit, did you? And he just looked at me like I was stupid. And I'm like, come on, man, you don't think that was funny? He did not think it was funny.
But at least he knew you were stupid.
Yeah, but he did the Cheeto commercial.
We do need to change the Mars Boulevard garage door commercial.
To part-time operator.
Well, you know, we're talking about garage doors 24/7, but you can also sell workout equipment. And
well, yeah, but he can't do any work when he's traveling around with you, going to Boston, going to Vegas.
Work meaning storage units or work both? Meaning garage? I mean, he did my neighbor's garage door. They love it.
He's the best.
He is the best. He fixed a mine. All he had to do was change the battery.
But speaking of bare knuckle.
Hold on. Before we do.
Go.
Saturday night, the UFC Saturday night had a lot of football, had the FSU game. Saturday night had bare knuckle. Saturday night had or something else I was watching. And then the Kiss concert.
Yeah.
There was many things about the Kiss concert that upset me.
Okay.
So I get a call from somebody a couple weeks ago. Hey, why don't we fly up to the final concert?
And where was this at?
Madison Square.
Oh, that's a great place to
and
see a venue.
And the person goes, I have a friend that's going. He's known by everybody. He's this, he's that. We'll be able to get there. And see, I think this person felt guilty that he screwed up my photo.
Okay.
You know, I just posted my three Kiss photos.
Right.
Of course, it's missing one. So, no, we're not. So then he sends me photos of his buddy backstage hanging out with Gene Simmons.
Oh, wow.
Well, I already got a picture with Gene Simmons. I didn't need that. So I kept flipping back and forth from the UFC to the KISS. And you know what KISS stands for, right? Keep it simple, stupid.
Oh, okay.
That's what KISS was. That's what Gene Simmons used for KISS. Okay? That's 2 hours or so, 3 hours of my life I'll never get back. It was brutal.
Oh.
They sounded so bad. It was almost embarrassing. And for that to be the go-off, I mean, at least when we saw them down in Bogota, I mean, it was cutting in and out. I mean, they're in their 70s. I mean, let's give them credit. You know, the Scorpions don't always sound perfect. They're in their 80s or whatever. But it just sounded so bad.
Paul
Stanley was not good. I didn't see it, but somebody said that they can't get out of their mind. The camera went to Gene Simmons, and he was drooling.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like you did.
Wow.
It was bad.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, these guys, just like the pro fighters, or you talk about, you know, when do you call it quits? You know, if it's all they know, it's all they are, it's their identity, it's everything they've ever done.
It's hard to walk away, I would assume. It's hard to walk away from that money.
Well, because it's different in music as opposed to, like, sport. Eventually, your body physically can't do it. A next guy coming up is faster than you in the 40. He's got more youth. He's got more explosiveness, more power. So a team decides when your fate is over. Once you have no more marketability or can't add value to a team or a club, then your career is pretty much done. But in music, you can go, as long as you still have a voice, you still have a fan base for life.
I'm not sure they it was that bad.
They don't have a voice anymore.
It was bad.
Wow.
It was bad. Now, again, the music that you hear on the radio is not the music you hear at an arena.
Of course.
You know, because they play with it, and they move it, and they fix it, and they dub it, and they this, that, the other. Paul Stanley was super cool to us when we went down and met him at the art gallery.
Sure.
Paul Stanley was super cool with us at the closed bar at the hotel that we were at, but he was awful. It sounded awful. I can't. It was awful.
Now, last time you and I were at Madison Square, we were there for UFC 295. I'm on Facebook Marketplace right now, and there is a lot of MMA UFC Pride memorabilia for sale right now in the state of Florida. I'll run down the names. You tell me what they're worth in the open market.
Is this storage units or is this?
No, this is just on Facebook Marketplace.
Well, first and foremost, I'm not an expert. Second and foremost, you know, the owner always thinks things are more valuable than they are.
Okay.
Okay.
So, first description. You tell me how much you would pay.
Well, nothing.
Not you. But,
you just said you.
But you is in general Joe Blow. Okay. UFC glove signed by Jacob Stitch Duran.
$75.
Okay. MMA mitt signed by Anthony Pettis.
Nothing.
Wow.
Well, it's a mitt. You know, the
mitt. Shade on the Pettis?
No,
not on Showtime?
No, it's more on the item that it's on. It's not that it was Showtime. And I probably went too high on Stitch, who's a friend of mine. But I went because it was a glove.
Right.
You know, the mitt.
Okay. All right. MMA mitt signed by Gina Carano.
Again, it's the mitt's just the sparring mitt.
Yeah,
I don't know why they would do that and not the glove, but
UFC glove signed by Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, 125.
Tap out glove signed by the Korean Zombie Chan Sung Jung.
Did he sign it, Korean Zombie?
Let me see. He signed it. That looks like Japanese.
Japanese?
Chinese.
Not Korean?
No, it's Zombie. And these guys got the Chinese letter.
Yeah, you know, 125.
Okay. Pride foam belt unsigned. So it's a championship belt foam made for
foam.
Pride.
Foam.
Foam. F-O-A-M. Foam.
Oh, okay. Not, I don't know. $100.
Okay. So it says buy it all for $90.
That means it's all fake.
Everything. Well, it's not fake.
Oh, bull crap.
These signatures look legit.
No.
You're not I think it's all legit.
If it's all legit for $90.
For $90.
We'll buy it and we'll give it away on the air.
Oh. Okay.
For $90.
For $90. Right. It's St. Augustine. So we got to go where Steve's storage unit is. Okay. We'll buy it. It says porch pickup available.
See, here's the problem that most people can't do. I can contact any one of those people and
legit.
Authenticate it.
Right.
You know, like I have a poster that was given to me when I helped promote a fight years ago. Okay. I really don't know if the autograph's real.
Okay.
Like, you don't know when somebody sends it to me.
Right.
Well, it was signed by one of my favorite movie characters of all time. Okay. It's a fight poster signed by Tommy Morrison.
Okay.
So I asked Tommy Morrison's widow if this was legit. And she said it is.
Uh-huh.
That is his signature.
Okay.
You know, if we authenticate it,
yeah,
and that stuff's real, I cannot believe those signatures would break down to what, $20 a piece?
$15 each.
Okay.
Just the glove would cost you that.
Well, yeah.
Right, but with no signature.
Yeah. You could spar with them.
Yeah.
You know, you could beat
I get ready for Yuli Diaz. Even though he's bare knuckle, I wear gloves.
Well, you should wear a glove.
Why?
That way when he punches your knuckle, you know. Yeah, I want to watch him box your face off.
We can set it up. What's his weight class?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right.
At least give me a fighter's chance.
I'm gonna say allegedly, but I would not buy that stuff for $90 and give it away and say it was real.
But what if it is real? What if the guy's just getting rid of it? Like, I have a ton of memorabilia that I will never sell it. I'll either give it away. Put it in storage, Steve's storage unit.
Like what? Because maybe I'll take it.
I got everything you gave me.
I'm just saying.
I mean, there's MMA bobbleheads in there. You know, Christmas ornaments, which we got to get Dave Manley back on. It's Christmas time.
I started running this spot today.
Beautiful. Like, so, you know, but I have so much stuff that you gave me because your wife said, hey, get this crap out of my house.
All right, let me ask you a legitimate question. I'm curious. What is in your house that I didn't give you that you just took? Is there anything that I should
from
know?
From your house?
Yeah. Or my car.
No, I mean, I've never taken anything without permission. Okay. I think I took 8-Man Strong stickers, the orange ones,
okay,
that I just saw in your briefcase when you opened it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take those today.
Okay.
Because I've got some more projects for those. But no, I mean, I have maybe a t-shirt, you know, okay, that was folded up. But I've never taken any memorabilia.
Okay.
I do have, you know, the posters you gave me. And last week, I sent you a video of Rampage Jackson talking about how he called Dana White before his fight against Ryan Bader in Tokyo, mm-hmm, for the UFC fight. And he was injured. He was hurt. And Dana said, don't tell me. I don't want to know about it. You're fighting anyway. And so, you know, he was kind of alluding to the fact that he was injured, not a full fighter going into that fight. That's why he lost to Bader in Tokyo. But I have that poster framed in my home gym that you gave me.
That's one of my favorite posters.
That's why I tagged you in that clip, because it's personal. And also, your boy who sent out your daughter's birthday wishes to Emily, Frankie Edgar, the answer.
He's not the question. And he's the answer.
No.
Good dude. Yeah, he sent a cameo.
Yeah.
Only it wasn't a cameo. I went through one of the Hendrick racing teams and got it, which was cool. But that is one of my favorite posters. We could get one of those away. I still have some.
Yeah.
It's in Japanese. They were brought back from Japan.
So maybe we can do that with the Korean Zombies glove and package a deal.
Buy them for $90.
I mean, I'll make an offer. I mean, if I tell them who we are, maybe they'll even donate it. Say, hey, look, we'll put it to a good cause. We'll give them out for, you know, our fan base.
Steve wants for a prop at whatever he's still building. I hope he's done before the end of the show.
He's an amazing guy. He sets up the studio after we leave it.
And then we're not going to be here next week. Right. So
you got to take it with you. You got to break it all down.
But it'll be cool if this stuff... He's practicing, because if we are on Radio Row, you know, we've got the new backdrop, which hopefully will be done soon. We've got the lighting. It'll all work out pretty well.
I'm going to send a message right now live on the air.
I wonder who he's going to promise to bring.
To this guy.
You know, last year, really this year, he promised... Pat McAfee. It's going to be both of you knuckleheads. It's going to be hard to top Pat McAfee.
Well, I told him who Pat McAfee was. He didn't recognize the man. I told him who he was.
When was that?
Last year at the Super Bowl.
Well, what about the year before when Pat McAfee talked about him on his show?
Well, that's different.
That doesn't count?
No, every calendar year starts over.
So he didn't know.
January 1st. So it's like Groundhog Day. So every time you wake up.
I was telling somebody the story about Pat McAfee and how cool he was and 45 minutes he was on the show. But he talked about Steve on his show, his rock and roll hair.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Steve, you ready to go to St. Augustine to pick these up?
Yeah, there you
go. I sent him a message right now. We'll see if we get a response before the end of the show. Got 11 minutes. If they're authentic, maybe I'll buy them for 90, sell them for, you know, more. Then we can go to Vegas and get more autographs. Make this a business.
No.
I want to be
no.
Because what is that?
Now you want to be a troll getting autographs.
Isn't that what the guys do with the NFL? Don't they
do it with everybody. Oh, you're talking about the players give stuff to fans who then sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is that wrong in your opinion?
You know, it's not that it's wrong. It's just I truly, truly, truly believe. Now, if a player, if a fighter, if whatever doesn't care, okay? I don't care what you do with it. Take it.
Okay.
But if they think they're giving it to fans, I'm going to ask some of these guys, you know, that I know with the Bucks.
Okay.
Because there's some people that get from all of these players. I just find it hard to believe the players know that these people. Now, and some people have said, what difference does it make? My thing is, if a player thinks they're giving it to an avid fan and then he's selling it, I just think the player should know. That's all.
So how much value is a Mike Evans autograph now that he's only one of two players to have 10 consecutive 1,000-yard receiving seasons in a row, the first being the GOAT in Jerry Rice, the second being Mike Evans?
All right, here's my thing. I like Mike Evans. I talked to him about the UFC last Thursday when I was in the locker room. I'll talk to him about it again tomorrow. There's 17 games. Do you know how many yards per week you need to get 1,000 yards in an NFL season?
Oh, math is hard.
62.5 yards a game.
That's probably right.
Now, I know it's right. I know how to use a calculator. You know, fans are like, well, but he's the only one to do it. He's the only one to stay healthy. No, I understand that. But to compare him, you know, we're comparing an old record to a new record. When Jerry Rice didn't play in 17 games, didn't play in 16 games.
Was it 14 back then?
Couldn't tell you.
No, it was more than 14. Like 14 was like the record for the Dolphins. Because their undefeated season was only 14 games.
All right, so when did Jerry Rice start?
It was in the 80s.
Okay, so it might have been.
It was probably 15 or 16 games.
All right, but whatever. I'm just saying.
Right, so it wasn't as many opportunities.
It's a feat. I get it. He's the first person to ever do it for the first 10 years of his career.
Plus, it's a passing league now. It's not a run league. You know, it's like Steph Curry and like Reggie Miller.
Right, throwing up threes.
Three-pointers and the records because.
Great record. I do believe Mike Evans is a Hall of Famer. I truly do. Has nothing to do with the 1,000 yards. It's everything that he has done football-wise. I think he's phenomenal. He comes up with some great catches. I love that there's always pass interference, whether it's him or the defense. There's always pass interference. I just think that record, 62.5 yards, and it just went to 17, so we'd have to do it at whatever 16 was. Well, let me do it real quick while we talk among ourselves.
Well, speaking of that amazing catches, I just saw a video clip of Tom Brady during the Falcons Super Bowl.
It's 62.5 at 16.
Okay.
Games. So last year and this year, or this year of 17, it takes it down. 62.5
yards.
That's
not a lot. That's not nothing. Yeah. That's nothing.
Did you hear what Tom Brady said?
Oh.
About, you know, and he said the P word. But he's like, you know, all these, you know, players and fans think that I was weak. And he goes, I always got up. When I got hit, and our good friend Sean Merriman just responded. He said, I hit him so hard, I hit him into the next week, and he got up.
Sure.
You know, so Tom Brady's not weak.
Well, Brady said the Pro Bowl should be old veterans versus current Pro Bowlers. He goes, give me Randy and Chad, otherwise Ocho Cinco. He goes, and we'll put 35 up on them.
I want to see, you know, now that the Olympics are doing what I think is insanely stupid, and they're bringing flag football to the Olympics. I want to see what the United States is going to put out.
This guy. We are the best producer.
Can you imagine that team?
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, you're going to have Mahomes and Ma'Auto. You know who Ma'Auto is, right?
I don't know.
That's Kelsey. You haven't seen the commercial?
No.
It's a State Farm. It's really pretty funny. Which then gets, you know, Taylor Swift there.
For sure.
You know, so it's worth going, you know, for the team would be stupid. Tyreek Hill is. Tell me any other person in the world. NFL players can't cover Tyreek Hill.
Right. Yeah.
And you're going to put some schmo from Indonesia, or I got to be careful what countries I'm saying. God forbid. France
guy.
Or Spain or. Nobody's going to be able to cover this guy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then, you know, his backup is going to be Jefferson or Mike Evans.
Yeah.
What?
It's true.
Now, somebody, and I told Joe Marquis that I never use his stuff, and I don't. But I remember him asking me once, what would you rather have, like a full team of offensive and defensive linemen or less players that are wide receivers? In tackle, not in flag, you know, you're not going to be able to tackle. You think Mike Evans can tackle Tristan Wirfs over and over and over again?
No.
So that would be an interesting, you know, scenario.
Well, when you're going back to that, the great catches and all that, did you see, I saw the Edelman catch during the Super Bowl of the Falcons.
Yeah, on his knee?
Yeah, where he bounced off the leg and he caught it. I mean, I'd never seen that up close in slow motion.
Or the Eli Manning where he threw it up and the dude catches it on his head.
Tyree.
You know, or, you know, you do have an undefeated New England Patriots with, you know, that would be his, what, eighth ring. Mm-hmm. And he really should have beaten the Eagles. So he technically should have nine rings.
No Tom question. Brady. Yeah.
So. All right. Final couple minutes. UFC in Austin. I guess there was a shakeup.
Was there a fight at the hotel afterwards?
Well, that was last week.
Oh, was it Bobby Green?
That was Bobby Green. And then the guys like laughing at the press conference, how much he enjoyed Bobby Green's head smashing off the ground. And how about those knockouts of the being submitted? And they both knew. And the second guy said that he watched the first guy do it. He turned him. So, did you see it?
No.
So, he was in a...
half guard?
No, I don't remember what...
Crucifix?
You know, where yeah.
Arse choke?
No, it wasn't any of those. An arm bar or, you know and then, you know, where you then pick them up and you slam them. And normally people say, by doing that, it locks the arm bar in even more.
Right.
So, what he did is... And then the next guy did it as well. When he went to throw him, slam him, he turned him so that the side of his head hit
the mat
and knocked him unconscious.
Well, that's how Jessica Andrade beat Rose Yamayudis.
Yeah, but I'm not 100% sure she did it on purpose.
Okay.
I'm just saying it just happened.
It happened, right.
Where here you could see that they took deliberately to turn to smash his head.
Now, speaking of deliberate actions.
And Bobby Green almost died, and my friend is the referee. And I'm not sure I would want him to ref any of my fights.
That's true.
Bobby Green took about 9 extra punches.
That sucks.
It was not good.
Speaking of deliberate actions, have you seen the training video of Alex Pereira using his back foot to check a leg kick? He kicks his foot behind him to catch the leg kick so he can still keep punching with forward motion. They're saying it's a new move that you're going to start seeing in the UFC, kind of like the low calf kick they brought back as an effective strike. This is a defensive movement to prevent you from having to like absorb the kick and then stop your forward progression. So he is a double champion, 2 divisions, fastest to do it or whatever they're touting it. And he's a scary dude that may have more skills than everybody else when it comes to the next level.
Is he in the discussion? We only have like 60 seconds left. I mean, he's not the GOAT.
Yeah, we're
I
not.
Mean, he's the GOAT. Not.
No.
But he needs to be in some kind of discussion of something.
Yeah, he's
for doing what he did, and that's the same thing I say about Brock Lesnar. you know, I don't care what anybody says, for what Brock Lesnar did in the UFC is remarkable.
Yeah.
To come from nowhere. I mean, that wrestler, first fight was awful.
But he learned.
And we've told you some off the record stuff about when he was at Minnesota, which will be on the record when we talk about it next week or the week after. But.
And now, speaking of the GOAT, John Jones responded to Tom Aspinall about
100% right.
Calling the shots. He's like, look, I'm the GOAT. I beat everybody in the world. I've been here the longest. Who are you to think that you can just start calling shots? And Tom responded, you're right. I'm sorry.
He shouldn't even be the interim.
Right. Because
if, if you knew that you were going to wait for Stipe, which Dana said he's going to do, it's stupid to have an interim belt.
Terrible.
Because now the interim's not even fighting.
Should just automatically default back to Stipe. You're going to have an interim belt, like a fake belt. Should go back to the former champ.
I think the interim should go to John Jones.
If the current champ is not have the belt, if it goes back to who? Gagne? Was Gagne, was he a real champ or was he an interim?
No, he wasn't.
So they're all fighting for second place.
They're all fighting for the Francis Ngannou wannabe.
It's true. But I think it goes back to Stipe. If John Jones can't hold the belt, it should go back to the previous champion.
I think you don't have an interim. You have him as the contender after Stipe loses to John.
And if you're in bare knuckle, there is no backup belt to the King of Violence. It only belongs to one person.
Only one guy.
Platinum Mike Perry.
He is the King of Violence. We are sending him his wife.
Yeah.
A mama chain.
I got my pizza charm.
You're getting a pizza?
Yeah.
I'm going to get one as well. So not a pizza. I haven't had pizza since you shut that dump down. Can you open it up? I need some pizza.
I'm the storage unit now.
This has been Knockout Radio, coming to you live from the BC Broadcast Facility. I want to thank our sponsors, 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator, and of course our guests, the King of Violence, and...
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.